present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us from Birmingham, famously home of the world's most hilarious accent. It was the Birmingham chemist Joseph Priestley who discovered oxygen in August 1774. Apparently he needed something to breathe whilst walking through Tipton. In 1875, Birmingham toolmaker John Hudson invented the whistle. It was first used by the Football Association in 1878, replacing the handkerchiefs previously waved by referees to attract players' attention. The move away from handkerchiefs initially angered fans who'd grown to love the chant of, "Who's that Morris dancing bastard in the black?" It was in Birmingham that George Andrew Darby patented the smoke detector in 1902. We owe a great debt to Darby. Thanks to his smoke detector, not only are we safer in our homes, but we also know when the toast is done. Anthony Pratt invented the game of Cluedo in Birmingham. To commemorate the house in Stanley Road where he lived, the council have erected a blue plaque. And to commemorate the room where he died, they've left a piece of lead piping. The author J.R.R. Tolkien grew up in Birmingham, and its inspiration can be found in his writing. For example, it was after a particularly spicy supper on the city's famous Curry Mile that the idea occurred to him for the whole saga of Bilbo Baggins and his troublesome ring. Birmingham is home to original glam rock superstar Slade. If you can't remember their biggest hit, Merry Christmas, Everybody, don't worry, give it a day or two and you'll be sick to death of it. And talking of churning out the same tired old tat since the early 70s, let's meet the teams. On my right, please welcome Rory Bremner and Marcus Brigstocke. And on my left, Pippa Evans and Andy Hamilton. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we start this week with some new additions to the Uxbridge English Dictionary. A good dictionary is essential for learning the subtle difference between words. For example, many visitors to the West Midlands mix up the Specials with UB40. Well, the Specials are an English two-tone and ska revival band formed in Coventry in 1977, whereas UB40 is a birthday card for a middle-aged pirate. Sorry, I'm smiling. But the meanings of words are constantly changing, teams. So your suggestions, please, of any new definitions you may have spotted recently. Maybe Andy, you could start, perhaps.
Mascarpone, a protocol that's an overreaction to the threat from COVID.
Pippa?
Bedouin, prize in a furniture competition.
Rory?
Kite. Duchess of Cambridge.
Marcus. Slumber. It's a big pile of wood, isn't it?
Villainy. A repetitive strain injury affecting goalkeepers caused by constantly bending down to pick the ball out of the net.
Bratwurst, your least favourite child.
Psychopath, mad bloke on a bike.
Psittacosis, a psychiatric disorder caused by years of supporting the home team at St Andrews. See, that's called balance.
Frog's porn. Pornography for the French.
Touchy-feely. The two dwarves Walt Disney cut from the final version of Star Wars.
Barcode. Poem for dogs.
Precursor. Someone who swears before the bad thing has happened.
Depend. Where the diving boards are.
Smog. Dismissive reaction to seeing the leader of the House of Commons.
Marooned. What a Scotsman says when it's his turn to buy the drinks.
Warranty. PG tips for bunnies.
Campaign. Like champagne, but altogether more fabulous.
OK, it's time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing along to some well-known songs. OK, Samantha will spin the discs. Each of you should sing along to your records teams. If on its return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points. And points mean a sickening Pavlovian response indicative of a damning intellectual torpor. What do points mean? Yes, and this week's prize is just the thing for the Chinese food-loving Star Wars fan. It's this Ken Hom Ewok. Andy Hamilton, you're to start, and I'd like you to accompany local band Dexy's Midnight Runners singing Come On Eileen.
Oh, oh, Johnny Ray, sunset upon the radio, we moved a million hearts in mono. Our mothers cried and sung along, and it blamed them. Now you're grown, so grown. Now I must say more than ever, go to Ralura, to Ralura, yay. And we can sing just like our fathers. Come on, Eileen, I swear, well, at this moment, you mean everything with you in that dress. My thoughts I confess, verge on dirty.
Thank you, Andy. I think I speak for us all when we're all very worried about you. you're next, Rory Bremner. I'd like you to accompany local band, the Electric Light Orchestra, singing Mr. Blue Sky.
Sun is shining in the sky. Stop raining, everybody's in the play, and don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey, running down the avenue, see how the sun shines brightly in the city, on the streets where once was pity. Mr. Blue Sky is living here today. Hey, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why you had to go away for so
long. Oh, lovely. Thank you, Rory. It's very nice to hear the audience here in Birmingham joining in with Mr. Blue Sky there. It meant we didn't have to listen to Andy mumbling Dexy's Midnight Runners. Still appears to be doing. Anyway.
You'd like me to have another try at it?
No, I think we've got good value out of that, actually. You now, Marcus Brigstock, please, would you accompany Jackie Wilson singing Reek Petit?
Well, look a bear, look a bear, look a bear, look a bear, ooh wee. Look a bear, look a bear, look a bear, ooh wee. Ooh, ah, ooh. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine, fine. She's so fine, yeah, 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 yeah. And she's so fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet, the kind of girl you ever want to meet.
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Repeat.
The vines just get
Thank you, Marcus. And finally, Pippa Evans, can you please accompany Britney Spears singing Baby One More Time?
Surely, surely.
Oh, baby, baby. Oh, baby, baby.
That something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. Whoa, whoa. I know you're out of sight, yeah. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know now what we got. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe, still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time.
One more time.
Thank you very much. Pippa Evans, coincidentally, also not allowed to control her own finances. Who knew? Well, the team's now going to play a game of charades, the popular parlour game where participants are obliged to mime the title of a well-known book, show or film. The world's greatest mime artist, Marcel Marceau, died at home, surrounded by his family in 2007. His last words proved to be controversial. Half his family thought it was a book, the other half a film. In our version of the game, entitled Sound Charades, team members are permitted to speak. Marcus and Rory, I'd like you to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via the laser display screen, while here at home is the mystery voice.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
OK. This is a film, and it's four words.
This is the closest I have ever been to the king of the jungle in the wild. I can see the magnificent striped beast is ready to pounce. But he can't see me hiding behind this bush. And just to put him off the scent, I've dressed myself as a woman. I'm in a rather flamboyant gold lamé full-length dress with faux ermine trim, a silver and green turban with ostrich plumes, arched eyebrows and deep cherry lipstick. Oh, I think he's seen me.
I literally have no idea what that was.
Did you say it was a film?
A film, yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote down RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh. Oh. It's a tiger. Is it a tiger in the title? Tiger. So it's a movie with the word tiger in it.
What did Sir David Attenborough have? What was he wearing?
Cherry
what was he dressed
lip.
Up in?
Hang on, is this going to drag on a bit?
Yes, it really is. Drag on. So he's Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good.
Okay, final title going up on the laser display board for Pippa and Andy, and the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Last Tango in Paris. Last Tango in Paris.
Four words.
Four words. A movie.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Bonjour.
Hello.
Welcome to my shop.
Oh, yes, it's lovely. Hello.
I can see your English from your T-shirt. It says, I love chips and gravy.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I will speak English for you because I've learnt it from Hello, Hello.
That's good. Yeah, I've just been up the Eiffel Tower.
Oh.
I've got a terrible thirst on me. Oh, have you got any drinks I could buy?
Yes, we have this one citrus flavour, fizzy drink.
How much is that?
368,000 euros!
That seems quite a lot for a can of fizzy pop.
Well, yes, but you see, you have to understand, this, the supply chain, there is not so much. We have no echeveux.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were having a stroke. You've got no HGV drivers, so... Oh, what, so there's been a huge increase in demand?
Oh, right. You will find no other citrus beverage in this jurisdiction.
I just got it. It's excellent. It was really beautifully acted, both of you. Well done.
It was. Yeah. We went for naturalism.
Yeah.
It's always been my thing.
Last Tango in Paris.
Well, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. Yeah! First, I notice our postman's sack bulging with a letter. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Yeah! She writes, "Dear Richard Osman, congratulations on writing your best-selling novels. I often wondered what you were doing on that laptop during the dull bits in Pointless." Yours sincerely, Mrs. Trellis. On with the game, and to mark our visit to Birmingham, we had been hoping to play the HS2 modification, but unfortunately it's not ready yet. But imagine what a boon to the game it'll be when we can race up and down between our two cities on the HS2 replacement bus service. Instead, we'll be observing the Chamberlain variation, where canals may be used as overlinks and players may invoke Nobby with circular shifts. Tricks must be parlayed as usual when logged parallel to a double brum, but only when diagonals are unforced in multiples of five. Basically, just want to keep it simple this week. Andy, you can start.
Okay, Jack, sorry, I mean, you know, I'm a student of the game, but I can't just remind me what a nobby is.
Well, a nobby is when you've played a diagonal, but you've followed a city centre destination.
Oh.
To be fair, Andy, that is all in volume one of the rule book.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a wild...
Mornington 101, Andy, come on.
I've read all the volumes
of
the...
It's quite hard work if people don't know how to play.
Yeah.
No offence.
I'm aware of the rules, I just wanted clarification. Mm. Okay, so... New Street.
New Street, yeah.
Queensway.
If I'm Queensway, then I'm going to jump onto the Grand Union Canal, please.
Ooh. Okay, well, let me know, Charles. I will invoke Nobby then. Mm-hmm. Kennington.
Oh, well done. Good one.
But was there a circular shift on your Nobby?
No, not on mine. Don't be ridiculous. On Pippa's. Mm. That's how I invoked it.
Yeah.
Keep up, Andy.
We're following Grand Union Canal, remember?
I think he's misnobbied there.
No. I will let you know if you miss Nobby. Don't worry about that.
Right. It's a shame they haven't got VAR on this show. But okay. Five ways.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
See, maybe I know the game a bit better than you thought, eh?
We're going to have to go Kensal Rise, I think.
Yeah.
Kensal Rise,
yeah.
Then I'm going to have to log parallel with... I'm going to go Gas Street Basin.
Oh, that's good.
quality crescent.
Yes.
Thank you.
You say it's good, but it's not a double brum. So it must be parlayed when logged parallel. But it does stand. It just makes things slightly easier for Marcus.
Yeah, I mean...
open
no,
goal.
No offence, right. But much easier. Open goal, yeah. Do this with my eyes shut. Clap them south, mate.
Mm. Oh! Mornington Crescent. Yay!
And instead he didn't know the rules.
Yes, it's classic Andy Hamilton. Ooh, I don't know the rules. And...
Yeah.
Well, it was lucky it wasn't much money on it. Well, this next round is all about family sayings. Here in the UK, family sayings change depending on the region. For example, a Cockney family might say, get up them apples and pears. A Scottish family might say, it's a bro nicht. And here in Birmingham, a popular family saying is, Sharon, I'm trapped in the bath again. I'll read out the first part of some genuine family sayings sent in by listeners. The team's job is to correctly finish them off. Okay, so we'll start with you, please, Pippa. Can you complete this family saying? You make a better door than...
Jim Morrison.
It's actually than a window. Rory, what about this one? Don't get your knickers...
From B&Q.
In a twist. Andy, what about this one? So you complete this family saying. Just you wait till your father gets...
Custody.
Till your father gets home. One for you, Marcus. Can you finish this one off? A leopard won't change its...
Energy provider.
It's spots. Another one for you, Pippa. This is a local family saying. It's to someone looking miserable in Birmingham. Your face is as long as...
Most words in a Brummy accent.
Do you know what it is? Not Jack D, no. It's Livery Street, isn't it? It's Livery Street. Your face is as long as Livery Street. Good. Rory, what about this one? Beware Greeks bearing...
Tickets to the British Museum.
Bearing gifts. Andy, what about this one? You can lead a horse to water, but...
It's not much of a day out.
You can't make him drink. Finally, Marcus, can you finish this one off? I can't get up. I've got...
Your mother on top of me and I can't... I can't remember the safe word.
It's I can't get up. I've got a bone. I can't get up. I've got a bone in my leg, is what it says. OK, well, look, here's some for any of you to have a go at. Just have a go at some of these. What's the magic word?
Eaten.
It's actually, it was pleased. What about this one? Don't let the bastards get...
Second jobs.
Get you down. Another local family saying. Now, this one's said of a promiscuous woman in Birmingham. If she carries on like that, she'll end up...
Having one of the Prime Minister's children.
In fact, the original saying is... again, I'll throw it to the audience. Do you know what it is? A couple of blokes know it. It says, if she carries on like that, she'll end up round the back of Rackham's. That's... So pleased with yourself now, are you? Yeah. What about this one? Night, night, sleep tight, don't let the...
Endless screaming worry you. Just me trying to remember the safe word.
It's don't let the bed bugs bite. And finally, it'll be better in the...
edit.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the show. But there is just time to fit in a quick round called Pub or Bedroom. The study of public house names provides us with the history of Britain. The Red Lion takes us back to the reign of James I, when the Red Lion of Scotland was displayed on all public buildings. The Royal Oak recalls the story of Charles II escaping capture by hiding in an oak tree. And the Duke of York serves as a warning for under-18s to stay away. In this round, teams, I'd like you please to come up with examples of things likely to be overheard in both the pub and the bedroom. Rory, you can start.
God knows how many people have touched those nuts.
Andy?
If you put some money down, it's your turn next on the table.
Pippa?
These are both very wobbly, but I think I can wedge a beer mat underneath them.
Marcus?
Well, I don't know about you, but I could do with this stiff one.
Have you changed hands?
We better hurry up. The darts team are getting restless.
I can pull that for you.
Bottoms up.
Yes! I was watching the football, sorry.
OK, if you'd just like to pop in your digits.
Is this your stool? It's just... would you mind pushing it back in?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the costly cream cashmere cardigan of creativity confronts the harmful hot wash of hostility alongside the purple pop sock of prejudice, I notice it's the end of the show. So, from the team, Samantha, myself, and our audience here in Birmingham, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Andy Hamilton, Peter Evans, Rory Bremner and Marcus Brigstock were being given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.